VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Selena. You're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Hello, everybody! I'm Selena. This is my last episode of the year, so let's talk about our hopes for a new chapter. This video talks about the definition of success, and it's surprisingly not that stressful. Everyone in the video has their own version of success, and they also show me that part of being successful is finding out that one thing you're passionate about. And I think one of the African-American women explains this in the best way possible. Our sentence of the day happens to be about her hope for the future. I want to go back to law school to help change laws, and also to improve society and the world understanding of people in general. I want to go back to law school and help change laws, and also to improve society and the world understanding of people in general. 他的意思就是我想重回法律学校就读并帮忙修法来提升社会和世界对人的了解。好，那来到今天的发音重点，今天我想着重在单字的发音上面。第一个我们要介绍的单字是 law 法律这个字。那如果是英式发音的话，它会发成 law， 美式发音的话则是 law。 那第二个单字是 world 世界这个字，要注意它和单字 word 的发音是不一样的，世界是 world， 单字则是 word， world and word。 好，看完了发音重点，我们来看到单字吧。今天的第一个单字是 general， 它是一个形容词，意思是普遍的、大致的。 The general idea of this theme park is for parents to have fun and relax。这座游乐园的大致理念是让家长能开心并放松心情。那本句有一个片语叫做 in general， 它的意思是通常、一般来说。 So in general, children have to be tall enough to ride the roller coaster。 那这句的意思就是一般来说孩童要够高才能乘坐云霄飞车。 General 如果当作名词的话，它的意思是将军，一般是指陆军的将军。所以 the general statue is in the middle of the parliament square， 将军的雕像在议会广场的正中间。好，接下来我们看到一个很熟悉的单字 society， 它当作名词是社会的意思。 This congressman dedicates his political career to speak for the poor members of society， 这位众议员将他的政治生涯奉献给社会上贫穷的人们，为他们发声。那这边我想要介绍一个动词叫做 socialize， 意思就是参加社交活动或是交际的意思。 He also enjoys socializing with people and making new friends， 这位众议员呢，他也很喜欢与人交际并结交新朋友。最后一个单字我们看到 understanding， 它的后面虽然是 ing 结尾，但这是一个名词，意思是领悟或是谅解的意思。 For example, I only have a basic understanding of programming， 我只有一些程式设计的基础而已。 That's it for today's episode. So my definition of success is just happiness. Sounds simple, right? Well, next year I will try my best to get closer to my goal. This year's been a lot, but seeing you guys in the comment section has truly been a blessing.The last question of the year is, how do you define success? Tell me in the comment section below, and don't forget to leave your recordings. Happy New Year, and I'll see you in 2021. Bye-bye, everybody!